Omega water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Monday, September 9th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Tonight is the monthly meeting for the Antrim County Conservative Union. It's going to be at 7 p.m. at the Torch Lake Township Hall. It's on US 31, just south of M88. We are going to have Trump signs, we have Rogers for U.S. Senate signs, and we also have the 11 question cards in stock with us that will be at the meeting. You need to come to the meeting, get a Trump sign, get a Rogers sign, and get a stack of these cards. 100 of them will cost you $25. If you want me to send you a link to get the cards along with some rear window stickers for your vehicles for the radio station and our business cards for the radio station in this show, text me cards. You'll get a link to go to our website, acconservatives.org. Make a $25 donation. I get your name, your address. I put the package together, I take it to the post office, ship it to you priority, you'll get it in a couple of days. Like the PAGS video, this card that you get for $25 investment, folks, could impact 1,100 voters in your county, in your community. Holding the card in my hand, spread the word. Talk with 11 people about 11 issues. Vote intellectually, not emotionally, on November 5th, 2024. Then there's 11 questions on the back. These are not Democratic or Republican issues. They're American issues. Now, the thing of it is, why would people want to take the time to read this card? Well, many hardworking Americans are struggling financially and are concerned about the future for their children and their grandchildren. Between now and November 5th, talk about these issues with your family, friends, and neighbors. Promote America, not politics. You have the power to vote wisely. And then 11 questions that simply get people to think. How satisfied are you with high gasoline and diesel fuel prices, costs and security concerns about our open and unprotected borders, inflation in the overall economy, surging crime rates in most of our American cities, forced electric vehicle mandates, rising food and consumer prices, woke ideology being taught to students in our public schools and colleges, challenges to and the loss of parental rights, which will negatively affect our children, increasing fentanyl, methamphetamine, and other drug-related deaths, rising interest and mortgage rates. And the last question, the attacks on our Second Amendment rights. Your constitutionally protected ability to protect yourself and your family. Out of these 11 questions, folks, two or three of them are going to resonate with people. You're not telling them who to vote for. You're just telling them to think about these issues. Think about the candidates and what their policies are. The presidential debate's going to be tomorrow night. Most people are saying it's starting at 8 o'clock. Some say 9 o'clock. I don't know if they're going to have these talking heads for an hour. I think it starts at 9. Why? Because of the three-hour time delay to get out to the West Coast. Pacific time, 3 hours behind us. That's going to be 6 p.m. out in California. You can come to our meeting tonight. You can get your signs. You can get these cards. You can text me cards, and I'll send you the link. You can buy them. I'll ship them to you. We're also going to include rear window stickers for your vehicles, for the radio station, and some business cards. Share this information. You got to get this information out there. Now, one of the things that's really interesting is the timing of all this with Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State. This is the very same one that made a threatening video, posted it actually on her Twitter account. Kind of interesting how she feels she can threaten canvassers. She's hearing and understanding that these local canvassers have the ability on their own not to certify the election. But according to her, she says, no, that's not true. She says that you have to certify the election if you are, in fact, a canvasser. Jocelyn Benson issued a threat to any local election official, board of canvasser, who chooses to withhold certification of the election results in the event of fraud or any other election reason. What's her statement? We will come for you.
The vote, don't even think about it, because we'll get if someone were to violate the law and not certify the election at the local level, we will come for you. So any local certifier thinking of skirting the law and not certifying the vote, don't even think about it, because we'll get
because we'll get you. That's basically her threat. Now, you know what's really interesting about that statement? She claims that the canvassers must certify the election. They don't have any option. Now, let's go through the process just for a second, and let's clearly understand this. 83 counties in the state of Michigan. Every county has a board of canvassers. Two Republicans and two Democrats. Who are these Republicans and Democrats? They are people that the chairman of the parties, the Republican chair and the Democrat chair, they nominate them, and the county clerk, some counties use a board of commissioners process, others use their election committee process to basically appoint the two Republicans and the two Democrats. According to Jocelyn Benson, their job is to simply review the results and certify the election. Tabulator tapes are presented. Disk drives are presented. Information is reviewed usually 2 days after the Tuesday election. Usually they certify on Thursday. They get together at the county building. 83 counties in the state of Michigan, they're all doing this. Antrim County, to give you an example, 15 townships, 5 villages. Well, what happens if a township or a village doesn't balance? They've got problems at the local township or village level. The ballots don't match the tabulator tapes. Perhaps there's something wrong in handling the military vote. The ballots that came from overseas are from our military. who are actually registered to vote in your county. Maybe it was a problem with the 9 days of early voting. Maybe it was a problem in dealing with absentee ballots. Maybe there was a problem on election day when people who had requested an absentee ballot didn't use the absentee ballot, chose to go and vote in person on election day. Whatever the issue, the Board of Canvassers call the local clerk over to the county building. What's the problem with your municipality? What's the problem with your township, your village? What's going on? Well, we couldn't balance because of this, that, or whatever. Does it trigger them opening up the bags and actually looking at the ballots? Does it cause them to possibly do a hand recount? If you can't resolve the issue, take fraud completely out of it. If you can't resolve the issue, the law does not say you still must certify the election. It's your responsibility to certify the election, but if there's an issue, there's a problem, you can withhold your signature on the certification document. According to Jocelyn Benson, you can't do that. And we will come for you. She's basically threatening local boards of canvassers. Well, a couple of people have already come out publicly and said, I'm on the Board of Canvassers for a reason. My party nominated me, the clerk, the commissioners, the election committee, they appointed me to serve in this capacity. If I see a problem, I'm not going to certify the election. One gentleman is being sued by the American Civil Liberties Union down in Kalamazoo County for making that kind of statement. Benson and the ACLU have already filed a lawsuit against him. Folks, the absentee ballots haven't even been mailed out yet. So why are they doing this? They're being proactive. They want the liberal progressive courts to hold against this guy. Set an example of him. So they can come out with their press releases. She can do another video on Twitter and basically say, we have had a ruling in the courts. Canvassers, don't even think about it. I think this is unconstitutional, and I think it'll be challenged. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. This has to do with you possibly scheduling a weekend up here in northern Michigan. Fall colors. It's a huge tourist draw for our listening area. The UP starts earlier than the Lower Peninsula simply because of their cooler temperatures. However, Michigan trees could be in for a more subtle change of fall colors this September. Nature lovers can catch the transition to those classic red, orange, and yellow colors, which usually will come down to September weather patterns, said Julie Crick, a natural resources educator at Michigan State University. If we have a dry September, not much rain, the trees, the color won't be as vibrant. The trees will just start to subtly change, and actually the leaves may dry up and drop off a bit sooner. However, if we get intermittent rain with less winds, then the fall colors really pop and usually do so in late September, early October. Fall officially starts on September 22nd. The autumn equinox is the best time for fall colors, typically the end of September and the first weeks of October, although it depends on your location in the state. For the UP, late September. The northern lower, the first week or two in October. However, depending on the rain patterns, will determine the actual vibrancy of the colors. The past month in Detroit, Metro Detroit, they got an additional 4 to 4.5 inches of extra precipitation compared to normal. For the month of August, the Weather Service also recorded higher than average temperatures at 82.8 degrees. The average low temperature in Metro Detroit for August was only 64. August proved to be slightly warmer and rainier than overall. This could help the vibrancy of the color of the leaves this year. Additionally, with the right amount of sunlight,
the chances of these leaves hanging onto the tree branches actually are extended. So if we get rain, less wind, we are hopefully going to see a fantastic, unbelievable fall color this year. My recommendation, schedule a weekend. Pick a weekend late September for the UP. First week or two in October here below the bridge. You guys need to see this because it is unbelievable, especially if you live downstate St. Joseph, Toledo area, wherever you're listening. You haven't been to Northern Michigan in a while. The roads are greatly improved. Businesses up here are just going nuts. The golf courses are packed. You guys need to come up here. It's unbelievable. And again, late September for the UP, the first week or two in October, it's going to be gorgeous. They have one picture here of the old Presque Isle Lighthouse. October 17th of 2023. Sunrise coming up over Lake Huron. Absolutely gorgeous. Another place I highly recommend in the UP, Tequamanon Falls. Late September is the best time for that. So come on up, enjoy Northern Michigan. If you get a chance, go to the Iron Pig in Gaylord, get some brisket, get some ribs. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Absolutely love fall colors up here in Northern Michigan. So we've got a few text messages for you. If you want the PAGS video, text me PAGS, P-A-G-S. We'll send you that. If you want to schedule an appointment with Missy or Charity, the folks down there at My Pure Health Solutions, text me Missy. And if you would like to take advantage of the summer sale still going on for MyPillow, text me MP, and I will send you the information for that as well. Again, tonight, 7 o'clock, Torch Lake Township Hall, Antrim County Conservative Union. We will have the Trump signs, the Rogers signs, and we'll have the cards. Text me cards, and I'll send you the link to go to our website, acconservatives.org. Make a $25 donation. We'll send these out to you directly to your home or office. We'll include a rear window sticker and some business cards. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that, being part of the show. Let's see, one other text message. Oh, real quick. Yes, please send me the information about Missy's program. Definitely want to save the money. You have to do it, folks, before Friday at 5 p.m. You got to call and schedule. Go online to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, and schedule a consultation. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll at 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.